Greetings, Palm Sunday pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob, coming to you on March 28th, 2021. This is episode number 40 of our Lenten Daily Devotion series, and it's the beginning of Holy Week. Lent will take us all the way to what's called Holy Saturday, and then on Easter Sunday, a week from today, we begin anew. And we're going to have a special one-week offering for you after this week is over, starting on Monday, April 5th. We're going to take a seven-day journey with Thomas Merton, and it'll be a little more in-depth. It'll be a little deeper, perhaps, but it might be just the thing you need to crack open that veil to your next step in your spiritual life. Yeah, so each day we'll be sending out a recording of one of those days each day with Thomas Merton. And we'll drum up some conversation, I'm sure, and probably stir up some of your spiritual longing, too, within you. But wanted to get that out there today. It is Palm Sunday. We had a beautiful worship service this morning at Vine Street Christian Church, and many of you were either there or joined on Facebook. We're going to continue that Sabbath celebration today. We have the Dance of Life music in the background. Cerulean Surf and Sea Candle. And today we've got this. That's chamomile and rooibos tea. Excellent combination. Mary Alice Mulligan begins the devotion today for Palm Sunday with the reading from the Gospel of Mark. That's right, chapter 11, verses 1 through 11, the same scripture we heard this morning. So let us open the ears of our heart and hear this scripture as God speaks to us in these words, and we'll come back with some insights from Mary Alice Mulligan's devotion. Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. As Jesus and his disciples approached Jerusalem, they came to the towns of Bethphage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two of them on ahead. "Go into that village over there," he told them, "and as soon as you enter it, you will see a colt tied there that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks what you're doing, just say, 'The Lord needs it,' and we'll return it soon." The two disciples left and found the colt standing in the street, tied outside a house. As they were untying it, some bystanders demanded, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They said what Jesus had told them to say, and they were permitted to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their garments over it, and he sat on it. Many in the crowd spread their coats on the road ahead of Jesus, and others cut leafy branches in the fields and spread them along the way. He was in the center of the procession, and the crowds all around him were shouting, "Praise God! Bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Bless the coming kingdom of our ancestor David! Praise God in highest heaven!" So Jesus came to Jerusalem and went into the temple. He looked around carefully at everything. And then he left, because it was late in the afternoon. He went out to Bethany with the 12 disciples. From Mary Alice Mulligan, she says, lots of our congregations celebrate Palm Sunday today. Others observe this as the Sunday of Palms and Passion. These churches hear much of the Passion narrative in worship today, so congregants do not shout Hosanna today and then lose themselves in regular life during the week until Sunday rolls around again and they arrive shouting Hallelujah. There is a lot of agony between Hosanna on Palm Sunday and Alleluia on Easter morning. For our week, these devotions, we will deliberately travel with Jesus each day. So let's focus just on the palm procession today, which Jesus clearly controls. People give him a hero's welcome as he rides humbly into Jerusalem. Crowds cheer him as one who comes in God's name. They anticipate the return of David's lineage to the throne. But those who first heard Mark's account, and those of us hearing it today, know that Jesus rides into Jerusalem in the shadow of the cross. Can you feel it? Then, as if checking to make sure all the pieces are in place for the next stage of his journey, he looks around in the temple before retiring to Bethany. We can almost hear the air crackling with anticipation. We almost hold our breath, feeling something is about to split wide open. Although Jesus has arrived in Jerusalem, the journey is not yet complete. Some reflective questions and thoughts for you today. Mary Alice Mulligan suggests that whether you've been recording your thoughts or not, or however you may have been doing that, she says, record your thoughts this week as Holy Week begins. Do you have memories of past Holy Weeks? Are they about bonnets or meals? Or do they focus on the journey Jesus continues to take? Our poem today is also well known as a prayer. It's by Thomas Merton, and it's from his book, Thoughts in Solitude. The prayer is called, Though I Am Lost, I Will Not Fear. And since it's a prayerful poem, I'll read it through once, slowly and deliberately. Though I am lost, I will not fear, by Thomas Merton. My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end. Nor do I really know myself. And the fact that I think that I am following your will does not mean that I am actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you. And I hope I have that desire in all that I am doing. I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, though I may know nothing about it. Therefore, I will trust you always, though I may seem to be lost and in the shadow of death. I will not fear, for you are ever with me, and you will never leave me to face my perils alone. Let us pray. King Jesus, blessed are you, child of David's line, continuing your journey. Lord, as Holy Week begins, give me the strength to keep holding on to your hand. Amen.